From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a curfew has been called in Baghdad's Green Zone after protesters clashed with authorities there. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas and gunshots into the air on Friday as hundreds of protesters stormed the Green Zone. VOA correspondent Sharon Bain reports hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered near the secure area. She then heard heavy gunfire and explosions, some of them apparently coming from inside the Green Zone. Wounded protesters began to flee the area, even as scores of young men rushed towards it. The Associated Press reports some protesters actually made it to Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office and the parliament building. The demonstrators are mostly followers of Shiite religious leader Muqtada al-Sadr and have been demanding that Abadi step down and a new cabinet of technocrats be named to run the country. European Space Agency officials say that one of their satellites has spotted an oil slick in the Mediterranean Sea near where an Egyptian airliner disappeared from radar. The ESA says the slick is about 40 kilometers southeast of the last location near where the Egypt airplane went down. Egypt said early Friday it had found debris from the downed aircraft off its coast. Army Brigadier General Mohamed Samir said on Facebook Friday that personal belongings of the passengers and parts of the plane debris were found floating in the water. Egypt Air Flight 804, with 66 passengers and crew on board, crashed into the sea at the end of a flight from Paris to Cairo. No cause of the crash has been determined. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.